I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What up, party people? Two Black Guys with Good Credit is back like Eddie Shack. And as a season opener, we decided to go in on Jay-Z's new album, 444. With Jay using terms like credit, investments, buying buildings, and generational wealth, we are decoding the album as only we can on Two Black Guys with Good Credit. So sit tight as we kick off this season with a round table.
With good credit.
Our round tables are fast and furious. We are playing down the money lyrics that Sean chose from Jay-Z's 444 album, chopping it up and keeping it moving. So DJ Matty Matt, let's do it.
You want to know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit.
Well, now that for those that don't really understand what he's saying, maybe speaking too quick or maybe it's just going over your head, I thought I would break it down for you and give it to you and spit it out. So here I go. The lyric is, you want to know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit.
Was that your Jay-Z impersonation? Can you just read it?
I said, you want to know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit.
Oh, boy. Are you going to read some of them? Because you're rapping. I don't know, man. You're a finance guy, not a rapper. Bottom line, I agree. Credit was our first show because it's super important. But young people are not focused on credit, even though they should be. Credit has a ton of benefits that most people are missing out on. I mean, you get more negotiating power on credit cards or loans. You get approved for higher loan limits. And it makes renting an apartment or a house a heck of a lot easier, not to mention a mortgage. So, credit is simple. Good credit, you lease a Benz at Honda prices. Bad credit, you lease a Honda at Benz prices.
Makes sense, Arlington. Now I know why you're driving those Hondas. I get it.
Listen, man, everyone can't roll a range like you.
I'm not saying all that. I'm
the
not
working
saying
man.
All that.
I'm the blue-collar working
hey.
Man.
We're back, season three. Can we just have a little love? You know I'm doing yoga now, so it's about spreading the love, my brother, spreading the love. But anyhow, let's get back to it. Is that what he's really saying? Because, I mean, you can have good credit and still be wasting money. And
yeah,
you
that's
can be,
true.
And you can be saving money and have bad credit.
Okay.
I think he's trying to send two messages. First message is what we talked about in show 10, for the love of money. About his money simply being a consumer rather than a supplier. And as we said, a fool and his money shall soon part. Fool.
That's funny. But I think what he's really saying is don't be a poser. I mean, hip-hop is filled with dudes standing around in clubs with stacks of money to their ears. Jay-Z is saying get your credit up and do something real by leveraging it and making lasting money. Don't stand around as a poser and your credit's messed up.
I think he's also trying to give a reality check because, you know, blackmeninamerica.com says, you know, a dollar circulates, you know, 30 days in the Asian community, 17 days in the white community, 20 days in the Jewish community. And you know how long it circulates in the black community? 6 miserable hours. That means I spend a dollar and I'm gone to the corner store and giving it to the Korean guy.
Wow, why has it got to be the Korean guy? For all of my Korean 2 black guy followers, I apologize on behalf of the other half. But I just want to call fake news on that, number one, because there is no private or governmental agency.
Hold on, you just apologized to ethnicity or race, and you just said the word fake news. That's hilarious.
Well,
that's
it's hilarious. True. You're out here quoting fake news. There is no government agency or private agency that tracks how a dollar circulates through a community. That's a statement that someone made on the claim that someone else had written it. But truthbetoldnews.com, they researched it all the way back to the proposed source. And according to William Spreggs, a former Labor Department official in the Obama administration, that, my friend, is an urban myth.
Well, I guess you don't believe then that black people have a total spend of about $1 trillion a year. I guess that doesn't make sense to you either.
No, that's a fact. They track that. But the fake news about the 6 hours, how would you track a dollar through the community? Just think about that for a minute.
You know, as just follow the message. The message is what he's trying to say is just stop throwing away your money.
Isn't that what Trump says all the time? Just follow the message.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the facts. Let's just follow the message.
The message. Can we agree to the message?
What's the message?
The message is that stop throwing away your money and depreciating bad investments and put it to something positive so your money can grow. And couple that with your credit and it gives you much more purchasing power.
Okay, I can agree with that. That's real news versus the 6 hour fake news. You know what I want to say about this? Next.
Thank you, Arlington. This sponsorship break is brought to you by Clean. Clean is a financial literacy program designed to educate youth in a fun and interactive way through class lessons, workshops, and web seminars. To bring it to a school or organization near you, please visit www.financiallyclean.com.
I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo.
All right, Matt. Thank you for dropping that beat, but I'm going to give you my version of it again. I'm going to acapella it. It goes, I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess who I'm feeling? Dumbo. Hey, sign me up. Sign me up. If you need over 40-year-old rapper, I'm ready for you.
Come on, man. Sign this guy up for a Braille contract.
Okay. I actually love this line, you know, being from Brooklyn myself. I'm officially a Brooklynite. Been here 20 years. Is that, you know, how many of us, you know, spend money on...
You see how you flip? Like, one show, you're like, I'm a Canadian. Then the next show, you're like, I'm from Brooklyn.
Well, you know what? I am from Brooklyn.
Wait,
because
isn't there an article on the web that calls you an African American?
I am from Brooklyn because I know you know don't know what Dumbo means. So I'm going to break it down for those that don't know what Dumbo means. Dumbo is actually an acronym. It stands for Down Under the Manhattan Brooklyn Overpass, meaning under the bridges. So what happened in about 15 years ago, Dumbo was more like a commercial area. Nothing was really going on there. And then some smart guy decided to build up because it had an unconstricted view of Manhattan. And then from that went beautiful condos. There's a park where you can play basketball, beach volleyball. It's beautiful over there now. There's restaurants. Where he's saying the money. Right, exactly. So for y'all to know that what he was talking about Dumbo, he's actually talking about one of the most expensive areas in Brooklyn.
All right. So you've sold us on Dumbo. Anything else?
Yeah, I just love the line. I mean, it goes back to our show when we talked about real estate and we talked about, you know, buying on the cuffs and getting in on a deal and seeing opportunity. You know, this is everything that we talked about. So I love it for that sake, and I love it that it's Brooklyn.
All right. Ditto, Dumbo. Next.
That's it? That's all the Brooklyn love?
That's it. That's all the Brooklyn
love. Well, I just want to give my old Big L Smalls shout out. We did it, Brooklyn! All right, now we go, now we can go next. that's my dream, to get up and receive an award and just put my hands up and say, "We did it, Brooklyn."
And you know, all your brethren in Ottawa are going to be like, "That dude sold us out." What's next? What do you got?
Matt, drop it again for the rude boy.
Oh, now you're a reggae artist.
Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told them, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it.
My third favorite lyric is, let me break it down. Can I get a beat, Arlington?
No.
All right, I'm an acapella. I'm a, as a Jamaican would say, I'm a acapella it. I'm a acapella it.
This is going to dance hall now.
I'm a field end with shine cutlery, gold plated where the butlers be. I'm a play the corners where the hustlers be. I told them, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama was renting. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. Bars, okay. Dude. Bars.
You're giving bars. I'm giving bars. Let me give some knowledge. Besides the obvious, I mean obvious, money laundering that Jay is talking about, he's making this sound so easy. But let me tell you something. You pop into a bank with a pile of money and see what happens. Because the first thing that's going to happen is the boys in blue are going to show up and ask you, where did you get this pile of money? And you better be ready with some great answers or you're going to have problems.
Arlington.
So rinse that.
Arlington. I'm just so disappointed with like your thought. Like for an artist that you claim to be, for the owner of a beautiful gallery in Malibu, how can you not see the real meaning behind this? Hove is what Hove is talking about is gang violence. People killing and fighting over.
What does my gallery have to do with gang violence?
Like, you're just
violence?
Not seeing that.
We don't sell gang art. What do we sell? Crips and blood.
You're just
art?
Not seeing the metaphoric, the symbolism, the thought going into what he's saying. It's beyond this, the straight lyrics. Look in between the lines. Like, look at abstract work. This is, once again, it's about the gang violence. People in killing and fighting over neighborhoods that they have no stake in. This is a wake-up call to the like areas like the south side of Chicago that just had 762 gang-related murders in 2016 alone. And they're dying over blocks that they don't own. He's telling them to get out of the game and start a legal business. You know, Jay-Z funded Roc Nation initially selling tapes out of the trunk of his car. Where do you think he got the money for cassettes and studio time came from? Where do you think that money came from?
He got it like all of us did. From our mothers.
Yeah.
Look, man, I partially agree with what you're saying, Sean. Yes, he may be talking about gun violence. You know, to be honest, that didn't jump out at me in the beginning. What did jump out of me is that the fact that he's talking about owning your community. But this isn't new. I mean, I went to the Million Man March how many years ago, and Farrakhan was talking about this, and Malcolm X was talking about it before him, and Booker T.
You
Washington.
Said you went where? To the Million Man March?
That's right, my
Did
brother.
You have your surfer suit on?
What?
You went that?
As-salam alaykum.
Oh, you must have stood out, dog. I didn't know you did all that.
Alaykum as-salam. Bean pie, my brother? Bow tie? You don't know the breadth and scope of my experience.
I don't know.
Streets.
This is after you go surfing in Malibu, or this is before you go surfing? You do.
Listen, man. My knowledge is deep. My brother doing it. So, like I said, this isn't new conversation, man. Owning your community, I get it. It gives you economic strength. It gives you political power. And most of all, you get social upliftment. You feel good about yourself. So if Jay-Z is saying, let's take it back to the days of Rosewood or Black Wall Street, that's right. Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm good with that. But rinsing illegal money is not easy, my brother. Just ask Ghost. He's still in jail.
Oh, my God. You're watching one trendy power. Now you want to tell the world that you're up to things. But I agree with you with what you're saying. You know, to take a page out of the Jews, like, I mean, when they come into the community, they build their own dry cleaners. They build all their business around their community. And I think that's a wonderful thing. So I agree with you. And let's, as you would say, next.
Exactly. Give it to me. What do you got?
Matt, drop the beat, my brother.
Wait, can I say it? Let me say it. Chugga, 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 chugga. Matt, drop the beat.
You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children.
Well, hip-hop, hippity-to-the-hip, hip-hop, you don't stop. Let me get into this Jay-Z rhyme because I got it going on and on and on. Here we go.
Yeah, you're going on and on and on, all right.
Here we go. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? This is how they did it. Financial freedom from my only hope. F living rich and dying broke. Brought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, the S worth $2 million. A few years later, the S worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this S to my children.
Wow, was that who was that? I mean, it sounded
that was a little Houdini.
A little
that was
like
Curtis Blow.
A little Houdini. A little Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Flash.
You got it, my dude. Damn. You got it. Sign me up.
Oh my gosh, man! You're bringing it back for anyone over 100. Well, again, I hate to say it, but yes, I think what Jay is saying, it's not that I hate to say it, but what Jay is really saying here, which is very important, is that most people are dying broke out here. 46% of senior citizens in the United States have less than $10,000 in financial assets when they die. And people think it's just one community. It's right across the board. That's an average. So Jay is right, because we are dying broke. Celebrities, rappers, athletes, and most of all, the average American of all races. So yeah, financial freedom is our only hope. Because as we discussed in show number 4, retirement at 65, fact or fiction, the corporations out here, they've got nothing for you. If you're waiting for that old 401k to come rolling along and kick in when you're 65, good luck. Because you know, Sean, this is the era of the entrepreneur. You got to get it, and you got to get out there and work your skills.
One thing Mama always told me, when the verbal diarrhea starts, let the person let it out. You can't stop the diarrhea. You understand? At Arlington, once again, my brother, I don't know if that salt water in Malibu is getting to you, but it really is affecting you, all right? Hove is trying to say to the youth, he's trying to say to the youth that we both exemplify what he's talking about in our shows. The painting is more symbolic, Arlington. It's symbolism. Symbolism. He's trying to tell you to step outside of your comfort zone. Look at other opportunities. You just don't have to be selling mixtapes and spitting on a mic to make money. You understand? It's what, be creative, innovative, and know that other opportunities can be profitable.
Listen, my brother. After that 15-minute soliloquy you just gave, there's a billion-dollar divide between Jay and his audience. He's rich. It's easy to talk about buying art when you're rich. Look at your art collection. What's that worth?
Why'd you have to go there? Wow, that was a low blow. Do I go low with you? That was low. You just gut punched me. Listen,
your macaroni and cheese Bob Marley painting. Let me tell you what
local
it's worth.
Artists. Nada. I support local artists. I go to the beaches of Barbados, Jamaica, and find a Rastaman that is selling art, and I support them. So if you don't like me supporting the small guy, then go back to where you are, Malibu, okay?
Listen, you can support whoever you like. But the bottom line is,
and that was Kraft dinner macaroni made by that art piece, okay? That was Kraft.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I find macaroni.
That piece, I must say, was very interesting.
You know what, I'm going to eBay that and surprise you. I'm going to eBay that.
Yeah, there's a guy out there waiting to give you $1.50. But the bottom line, let's look at this. Jay's talking about buying art. I get it. But you know how easy it is to buy art when you start by buying a $1 million piece? You're not buying something that's building up from ground zero. You're buying something that has already been appreciating. I would never tell the average man to invest in art. It's a very fickle industry. The odds of you making money on your investment are slim. But when you're rich and you buy a $1 million piece that appreciated from before you bought it, you're just kind of holding it as it goes, continues to go up, and then you're going to let it off on the next guy. So for me, it's simple. Rich people invest in art because them have long dollars.
Let me just say this and to reinforce it. In our show, as you did with me side by side, I've got a great idea. We discussed entrepreneurship and pushing yourself to think outside the box. He's saying what we preach all the time. Just because I'm black doesn't mean I only have to sell to black people or have a business that's traditionally black. Go beyond your race and cater to other markets. Media Research Incorporated attributes 80% of rap sales from white males. Is that a true fact or is that fake news? What I commend... You want to answer? Go ahead.
No. That's a stat. I heard it back in 1995.
Yeah. What I commend once again about, you know, some other races that they go out, they're fearless, some of them. You know, for example, Def Jam was part owned by a Jewish guy in the 80s. You know, they look for the opportunity with respect.
You know what? I'm going to have to fact check you on that Def Jam. I don't know how much of Def Jam. The guy you're talking about is Rick Rubin. I don't know how much of Def Jam he actually owned. I know him and Russell worked together, but I don't know how much he actually owned. But let me just say, what you're saying isn't fake news. It just has nothing to do with what we're talking about. This whole black thing and going outside. Jay-Z was talking about art as an investment and seeking financial freedom. You're in this whole other place. So I'm going to help you out by saying I have no more additional comments.
I just want to close it. You're talking about. I want to close it, and I'm going to say it, which I'm going to agree with you. Like I said, the art business, I agree with you, the art business for everyone, but can we agree that challenging yourself and broadening your scope is? Can we agree to that?
Yeah, we can agree to that. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Can Jay-Z make Thin Lit fly?
This commercial break is brought to you by Canvas Malibu. Canvas Malibu is a boutique and contemporary art gallery located in Malibu, California. At Canvas Malibu, it starts with art, and their curated offering of shoes, apparel, accessories, and art are a definite must-see. Canvas Malibu is located in the Malibu Country Mart or online at canvasmalibu.com.
Black guys! We're back and still digging into Jay-Z's 444. Sean, is the album 444 or is it 444?
Tomato, tomato. It could be 444, it could be 444, or it could be 444. Tomato, tomato.
However, all right, all right.
Once again, artistic, brother, artistic.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. I haven't even talked about your velvet paintings. Matt, the music, please.
Take those monies and spread across families. My sister Hattie and Luna, nephews, cousins, and TT. Eric, the rest of B for whatever she wants to do. She might start an institute. She might put poor kids in school.
My stake in Rock Nation should go to you. Leave a piece for your siblings to give to their children too.
All right, Matt, thank you. Let me spit it out again. Brooklyn style this time, dedicated to Biggie Smalls, my favorite rapper of all time, Brooklyn style.
Baby.
Take some money and spread it across families. My sister, Haiti, and Lou, the nephews, cousin, and TT Eric, the rest to be forever that she wants to do. She might start an institute. She might put poor kids through school. My stake in Rock Nation should go to you. Leave a piece for your siblings to give to their children's too. Baby.
Oh, God. I'm glad we're getting to the end. This racket is wearing me
out. Sign me up.
Look, man. Look, these lyrics are good. But you can't tell young people about generational wealth. They're still trying to make money and hopefully achieve some form of wealth.
God, I love what he's saying here. He's talking about generational wealth.
This is an old rapper speaking to the youth, and it's falling mainly on deaf ears. Now, if you're 47 like Jay and Sean, then this is something that I know is plaguing your mind. Because you're constantly looking at your youth and saying, what can I leave for my kids to give them an easier time or a head start in life? That's legacy. I get that. But in your 20s, man, you're not thinking about legacy. Sean, what were you thinking about in your 20s? You were just trying to make some money.
First, for the record, I'm not 47. That's the one thing we need to clarify.
Fake news, people. Fake news.
But there can be many interpretations of this, Arlie. But what I say...
Wait. I'm not done. Oh, hold your horses.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to know what you were doing in your 20s.
When I was in my 20s, I was avoiding you, dog.
Don't say anything.
I was avoiding you. I was avoiding you like the plague. You come up to me, hey, Sean. I'd be like, I got to go. Page me.
Well, let me tell you what most people in their 20s are trying to figure things out. As the phrase goes, they don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
Hey, this is a parent-friendly show. No cursing.
Listen, man, you know what I mean. They're just not ready.
I was living in my mom's basement, and she was just saying every day, get out. But then when I was ready to leave, she was like, you know, you don't have to leave. You have a bed down here. You can make a little apartment out of here. The Caribbean parents are so funny. They want you to leave. The day comes, you want to leave. They don't want you to leave. But anyhow, there can be many interpretations to what he's saying, but I think he sees as a black businessman, he's moving to the next level, similar to what Warren Buffett and Bill Gates done. Jay-Z and Warren Buffett, you know, they collaborated and they did a talk about the power of luck. I'm sure you don't know that, but you guys should check it out. It's definitely actually
good. Yes, I've seen it.
So, yeah, he's like next level now. I think he's learning from these wise old men, and he's learning now. He's applying it to his life. And, you know, Jay-Z isn't talking about... He's talking about making money. He's talking about sharing the wealth and spreading it across his families and generations to come. When I was younger, I never understood the value of this whole philanthropy.
You can't even pronounce it, but you understand.
No, I didn't understand when I was about whole philanthropy thing. You know, and that people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett do. Bill Gates was even quoted as saying it's not a favor to kids to have them have huge sums of wealth. He said it distorts anything they might do to create their own path. He's paying for their college and leaving a safety net for his kids, and that's it. He's showing his maturity. Jay-Z's showing his maturity and explaining that there are things beyond money and the betterment of family and mankind. Love it.
Hey, man, I am all for... leaving something for the next generation. I'm all about legacy.
Well, leave something for the rest of men.
Yeah, the next generation, not your old ass. I'm saying what you just said contradicts what you said before. Jay-Z's talking about generational wealth. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are talking about getting rid of their wealth. They made a commitment when they started when Bill Gates actually came into, when Warren Buffett came into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to give away their fortune. So Bill's going to leave a little for his family, but his goal is to give it all away. That's not what Jay's talking about. Jay is talking about giving it to his friends and family.
He's talking about
contradicting yourself.
He's talking about building institutes, having his daughter use the money to build institutes to help poor kids. What does that mean to you?
It means you're still not grasping philanthropy.
Listen, let me just tell it to you so you understand clearly what he's saying. And although Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are giving away their money, they're giving it to nonprofits. So it's still creating generational wealth. It may not be their direct family, but it's still used to help growth for the next generation. Jay has learned being successful is making yourself and everyone around you achieve success. How strong is that message? Imagine if we all did that, how different the world would be. And here's my yoga thing. Here's from all these 3 weeks of yoga, what it's done for me.
Yes, from
my upward dog position to my planks.
That would be downward dog.
It comes down to this, dog. My brother, it comes down to one thing: love.
Oh my God. Look, you used downward dog and dog in the same sentence. That is hilarious. But I just have to say, after 3 weeks of yoga, it must have fried your brain, because the green flowing through his veins capitalist I know would never use a phrase like it comes down to love. You've got to be kidding me, man. When they read your will and your kids found out that daddy sold all the buildings, gave it all away, and left them with love, let's see how happy Chase will be then.
Maybe they might have a franchise of yoga studios to inherit.
With you saying upward dog, I doubt it.
With my big picture on the back as you walk in.
Listen, man, let's put a pin in this one. What's next?
Matt, drop the beat.
Last lyric.
Generational wealth, that's the key. My parents ain't have shit, so that shift started with me. My mom took up money, she bought me bonds. That was the sweetest thing of all time.
Lyrics to go. I got lyrics to go. You know that?
Tribe? Is that Tribe that did that?
Yeah. Right. And this is my last one dedicated to my man Fife Dog. I got lyrics to go. This is a Lax Jay-Z lyrics. You may not hear me again, so listen in, people.
Oh, just say it already. Jesus.
Generational wealth. That's the key. My parents ain't have S, so that shift started with me. My mom took her money. She bought me bonds. That's for the sweetest thing of all time. Uh-huh.
Do you want to read that again? Because God knows Jay-Z and Fife are both like, what did that Negro say?
Generational
wealth.
Come
on, one more time.
Generational wealth. That's the key. My parents ain't have S, so that shift started with me. My mom took her money. She bought me bonds. That's the sweetest thing of all time, huh?
Okay, that was better. Do you want to expound on that, or?
It's self-explanatory, in my opinion, and this is what motivates me every day, to build generational wealth. Getting rich can be done in a lifetime, but wealth is done over generations. And he goes further to say the sweetest thing from his single mom was a bond. Generations lacking so many families, and it's the jumpstart most of us needed.
Hey, I feel you. Generational wealth would help a brother out. But let's be clear, man. 1.6% of Americans receive $100,000 or more in an inheritance. Another 1.1% receive $50,000 to $100,000. 91.9%, that's almost 92% of this country, gets nada, zip, zilch, zero. They don't even show up for the reading of wills, because you know what's there? Nothing. So I get it. You do not, you know, and I think what people don't think about is the truth is you don't have to be filthy rich to give people a head start in the next generation. You just have to be aware. You tuck something away, maybe that house that you live in, instead of selling it when you get older, just pass it down to your youth. You know, most people, I think, just spend so much time surviving and making ends meet that by the time they meet the end, there's nothing really left to give to anyone. So I think, you got to start out. You start out your life in the early days, like we were saying, in your 20s. You're starting out your life for yourself. But when you get into your 40s and 50s, that's when your life has to be about the next generation. So, you know.
Well, you know, can we just move the 1.6%? Maybe try to move it to 5%. How's that for a goal? Instead of being so cynical, hey, why don't we just move that number up?
I thought you were giving all your money to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
I'm just trying to move the meter up a little. That's all I'm trying to do. Make a change, build some little generation. Even if every family left a kid $1,000. That's maybe 1 month's rent for somebody. That's still a good living.
You know what? I agree with that. And with that, we're jumping out, and we'll be back in a minute with the bottom line in this week's takeaway.
KnickKnackDirect.com is the fast, easy way to shop online. To buy an item from any U.S. website, just go to KnickKnackDirect.com. That's NICNATDirect.com. Choose your method of payment and we'll ship, handle duties, and deliver your item straight to your door. I'm Sean of KnickKnackDirect.com, and you have my word.
All right, my bottom line. The question we started out with was, can Jay-Z make finance fly? Well, we broke it down, and at the end of it all, I say, no. Jay-Z is an aging rapper speaking to an aging audience. Yes, this is a fly album if you're in your 40s, but if you're in your 20s, these concepts are going over your head because you're just not there yet. This album is for old people like me and old man Sean. You scratch your beard and you say, yes, this is what a youth need to listen to. But the youth are like, yo, we're here to club. We want to dance. We want to party. We're young. So I'm saying we need more Jay-Z, a little closer to Marcy Projects and being the president of Def Jam, and less Jay-Z closer to Warren Buffett if he wants to reach the young people.
Wow, Arlington. I don't know what's happened to you in season 3, but you're angry. You just killed the opening act for us at the 444 tour. I had this show. After this show, Jay-Z was going to reach out to us and say, you guys can be you can talk financial literacy before he comes on stage. Now you just killed that. It's done. Our $1 million deal is done. Thank you. So let me get to this. I have to switch this takeaway up because I'm not going out like that.
All right. What do you
Arlington
have?
I tell what we should be saying is we should tell, all right, if this is something that's too old for kids to understand.
What are you saying?
That this, you should use this album as a tool to initiate financial literacy and conversations with families. Let the parents, if the parents get it, let them use it to teach their kids, their nieces, their nephews, or simply the younger generation. If there's anything that Jay-Z talks about that is over their kids' heads, use it, explain it to them so that the message is under their head. That's it. Use it as a tool. It's a great tool. Kids love hip-hop, and this can be the hip-hop album that changes their lives.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, we're going to wrap up this roundtable because Sean has gone completely crazy. There is no 20-something that wants to sit down and talk finance with you, Grandpa. But keep it locked to Two Black Guys with Good Credit because we're just getting started. This is season 3. Me and the new yoga guru over there are going to keep it coming. It's going to be a fresh season. We got a lot for you. So I'm Arlington, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I'm still the capitalist half, and I'm out.
I'm Sean, the ever-loving, ever-faithful, everlasting second half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. See you all next week. I'm out.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.